This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Another big sit-down. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Ukraine's president meets with President Trump today, trying to close out a ceasefire deal in its war with Russia.
President Volodymyr Zelensky's trip to Mar-a-Lago follows weeks of U.S.-backed talks with Ukrainian and Russian negotiators. President Trump is pushing a 20-point peace plan. The Ukrainian leader says about 90% of that proposal is ready, and he and President Trump will discuss security guarantees and territorial issues. So far, Russia has not agreed to the framework, insisting Ukraine cede the Donbas region in the eastern part of the country. Zelensky has agreed to withdraw troops from that region if Russia does the same, to create a demilitarized economic zone. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Northeast hit by a big winter storm late Friday into Saturday that brought heavy snow, strong winds, and yes, some widespread travel headaches.
The Northeast is digging out after a winter storm dumped inches of snow, snarling holiday travel. More than 9,000 flights were delayed Saturday and over 1,500 were canceled. Snow and ice also causing widespread issues for drivers. The heaviest snow fell in upstate New York, where some parts saw 13 inches. The next major storm is already forming. It's threatening heavy snow and ice, blizzard conditions, damaging winds, and thunderstorms today from the Rockies to the Northeast.
And that's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Much of the Midwest from that new storm could see 5 to 8 inches of snow, with lake effect totals near the Great Lakes reaching up to 18 inches in some spots. Hundreds of mourners gathering in rain and cold for funerals in the Syrian city of Homs after a bombing killed 8 people. The attack hitting a mosque in a neighborhood largely home to a religious minority, also wounding at least 18 others. Explosives planted inside the building. No suspect, though, has been officially named. America's listening to Fox News.
Dear road rivals, let's talk about extra. Toyota offers tons of extra with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan, good for 2 years or 25,000 miles. No-cost oil changes, no-cost tire rotations, no-cost fluid level adjustments, and more. That's a whole lot of extra at no cost from Toyota. Kia and Ford charge extra for maintenance. And that's the kind of extra nobody needs. Try harder. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data as of 3-4-2025, covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See participating dealer for coverage details.
Both major parties in D.C. lining up for key swing state battles with the midterms coming up.
Republicans bullish on maintaining Senate control. Retirements by Democratic senators in Michigan and Minnesota could create challenges for Democrats. Republicans hopeful about winning the Gopher State. Republicans are optimistic that Democrats will nominate controversial candidates. Democratic populist Graham Plantner in Maine wants to face Republican Susan Collins, but Plantner has a history of inflammatory posts online. Georgia's John Ossoff is perhaps the most vulnerable Democrat. He won a runoff as President Trump challenged the 2020 Georgia election results. Republicans intend to target Ossoff, highlighting his votes against opening the government. But Democrats think they could swipe some seats from the GOP.
And that's Fox's Chad Pergram. All this coming as the government also has to reach another budget deal or face, yes, the possibility of another government shutdown next month. The Trump White House debating how to address home affordability as mortgage rates remain high in Washington. Fox's Doug Luzader.
The president's chief economist teasing what he says will happen in coming days as the administration mulls over what to do about home affordability.
Definitely, we have a big list of housing ideas that have been vetted very carefully by the cabinet secretaries to present to the president in a week or two, and we'll see which ones he picks.
Some ideas already floated include a 50-year mortgage. That would reduce monthly payments, but it could also effectively lead to a lifetime of mortgage debt with massive interest costs. Another idea, if you already own a home and don't want to move because you locked into a super low rate, portability could allow you to carry that existing loan to a new house.
However, some policies, experts say, could lead to a demand spike and increase home prices. A judge in Brazil ordering house arrest for 10 people convicted in a plot to keep former President Jair Bolsonaro in power after his 2022 election loss. I'm Paul Stevens.
This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.